Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this Top Flight Sports. Thanks everybody for enjoying the meeting. This is your host, Eric K. You know, we had a little technical difficulties today, but we starting early. We sharp. You know, my guest, Delphonics, he had a call out today. You know, we had some family issues he had to take care of. You know, gotta take that very seriously. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's family first. You know, a lot of people don't understand that. But, and I could totally understand that. But thanks for everybody for joining us at Top Flight Sports. You know, today's Monday. You know, it's a great day. Today's the 23rd Monday. You know, February is winding down. It's almost over. A lot of developing stuff happening. You know, the Mayweather fight has drawn progress. You know, we finally got a date, May 2nd. You know, a lot of people have been waiting on that. You know, I like to get some predictions, you know, on who everybody thinks is going to win. Everybody's taking Mayweather. Everybody got Pacquiao as an underdog when everybody thought he was going to beat him anyway. You know, but now the fight is booked. He's an underdog. It's blasphemous. It's very funny. It's very funny here. You know, a lot of things happen in the NBA. Our guest calling number is 347-237-4991. Thanks for even calling us today. Even anybody want to call us today. The Top Flight 97, we got a brief intermission. We'll be back with some sports news. We got NBA news topics, a few more trades. We'll see how the key pieces of the trade, they're all coexisting with the new teams. We'll get it all down in a second. Top Flight Sports. We'll be back. This AK, you know, okay, the Chris Bosh, he's out for the season. You know, he had MRI testing and it revealed he had the blood clots on his lungs, if I'm not mistaken, a serious case, but it's not life-threatening. So I think everybody can just relax on that part. He'll be back, but most likely he'll start it next season. You know, if the Heat surprisingly advance, I'm not sure it's a case like that. I'm pretty sure they'll want to sit him down for the right duration of the time that he has to sit down for. So I'm pretty sure that's going to happen like that. The New York Knicks were dismantled last night by the Cleveland Cavaliers. I give everybody a moment of silence. The Knicks will be back. You know, everybody just need to look at it like that. We got a unique situation. You know, when we were losing a few years ago, before we got Stoudemire and everybody, you know, we would always get these above average or whatever players. We never really had a full rebuild that you're seeing take place right now. We never really had this, so it's pretty different, and I think it's going to benefit us in the long run. You know, but us Knicks fans, we ready to win now, even though we having a terrible season. We still think it's somewhere we could get in the playoffs, but it's not going to happen. The Knicks will be back. The Knicks will be back real shortly. Yeah, we got a draft. Like I said on the previous episodes, we got a draft. We got a high draft pick this year. You know, everything's going to pan out for us. Phil Jackson looks like he has a plan. So nobody needs to just really freak out. But like I said, anybody that wanted to come on the air live because my co-host who was going to host with me today, Delphonics, he has something to take care of today. But our guest calling number is 347-237-4991. So anybody want to come here and talk sports with me, you're more than welcome. I'd like to know your Mayweather predictions, even college football, who's going number one, will it be Mariota or Winston? It seems like that's a hot topic right now. Winston, who knows? It seems like he'll go, you know.